starting lineup for your Frontier Bobcats. Leading off, right fielder number 4, Matty Henry. Batting second, number 7, shortstop Maddie Scamahorn. Batting third, she's behind the plate, Madison Bartlett, number 6. Batting cleanup, number 22, first baseman Sam Finn. Batting fifth, number 12, the pitcher, Madison Couser. Batting sixth, number 5, second baseman Haley Sell. Batting seventh, number 3, center fielder Anna Wheeler. Batting ninth, third baseman Christina Walker. Batting ninth, number 11, left fielder Casey Pearson. Now, if everyone please rise and remove your hats and look down the left field line for the playing of our national anthem.
Set for game 1 of the Twinville here at Southwest Park this afternoon. The Bobcats taking on the Blue Angels from Kaskaskia College this afternoon. It's going to be for the Bobcats, Madison Couser. Matty Couser on the mound. Matty Bartlett is going to be the catcher in this one, and we are just about set for the first pitch of the ball game here as Couser is going to get her warm-up tosses towards Matty. Is a freshman out of Elizabethtown in Illinois. For KC to start this ball game, it's going to be Abby King, Hannah Hoffman, and Delilah Mazgowski for the Blue Angels to start this one. Abby King, right over at South Central High School, just up the road in Alma. Of course, South Central's in Farina, but Alma is her hometown where she hails from. She'll start the ball game for the Blue Angels in this one. A lot of local flavor for the Blue Angels. They're out of Centralia, of course, and they've got players from Atoka, South Central. They've got a couple from Woodlawn, and a lot of local flavor on that one. Local flavor as well for the Bobcats.
Leading off, number 6. Second baseman, Abby King.
Christina Walker will be at third. Hometown girl from right here in Fairfield. Madison Couser on the mound from E-Town. And Abby King steps in, right-handed batter, to start this ball game. And a beautiful afternoon. Wind's falling from the northeast this afternoon. And anything hit down that left field line is going to have to be a tough shot. All right, Couser. First pitch of the ball game. That one taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 count now on the leadoff batter, Abby King, for the Blue Angels. There is the pitch. That one fouled out of play off the right side. 0-2 count quickly on Abby King, the leadoff hitter for Kaskaskia College. Action tomorrow, the Blue Devils from Kaskaskia College will be over at FNB Field. They'll take on the Frontier Bobcat Baseballers at 12 noon. We'll have that one for you right here on WFIWAM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Couser with an outside pitch. That one is a little bit too outside, and it's ball one. One and two to count now on Abby King. Gouser is set. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Took a little bit off of it. Pops it right up. Madison Kousert has it. And one up, one down here in the top of the first.
Number 18, shortstop, Hannah Hoffman.
Hoffman steps in. Another right-handed batter for the Blue Angels here. And Madison Kousert. One up, one down, top of the first. Kousert. He is set with the delivery. Here is the pitch. Taking low for ball one. 1-0 the count on Hoffman. Hoffman out of Carlisle. 1-0 delivery. That one straight down the middle for strike one. 1-1 the count on Hoffman. Madison Kousert. Looking pretty good here early on. 1-1 delivery from Kousert all the way. That one popped up. Madison Bartlett looking for it. Nice play by Bartlett. Could not get it, though. Barely nearly got it as she ran into the fence down here. And it'd be one ball, two strikes now on Hoffman. Randy Bartlett had a good shot at that ball. That was popped straight up, fouled right behind home plate. And Bartlett had a good look at it. Just lost her bearings a little bit when she looked up toward the fence. 1-2 delivery coming up from Maddie Kousert. That went all the way and fouled off to the right side. Count will stay 1-2. Maddie Kousert set for the 1-2 delivery here. He rocks back. Here is the pitch. That's taken outside for ball two. 2-2 count on the shortstop for Kaskaskia. Hannah Hoffman, right-handed batter, wears number 18 for the Blue Angels. There's the 2-2 delivery. That one fouled off down the left field line. Kind of a swing to pretty much protect herself. That was sailing very inside, and Hoffman just took a whack at it and was way out ahead of that one.
Don't really call it. Don't call it.
Two and two the countdown on Hoffman. Here's the pitch. Kousert took a little bit off of it. That makes it a full count, just a little bit inside. 3-2 the count on Hoffman. Two delivery from Maddie Kousert on the way up. One he is going to be popped up on the infield once again. Maddie Scammerhorn calls it. It's two up, two down for the Bobcat, or for the
Blue Angels here. Number 11, Jemima Chalky.
Top of the first. First baseman Delilah Mikowski will step in. Mikowski, freshman out of Mount Prospect, Illinois. Left-hand hitter, Kousert. That's a little bit off of it. Drops in a little bit low, and it's ball one. One 0 delivery coming up from Maddie Kousert here. Here is the pitch. That one on the outside corner for strike one. Absolute perfect afternoon for her. Wow. I did not realize that. I don't know. All right, Maddie Kousert set for the delivery. There's the pitch. That one is going to be popped up on the short center field. And it drops in for a base hit.
number 28, Deidre Hosauer.
All right, after the base hit by Maskowski, Hosauer will step in. She's the pitcher for the Blue Angels. That one drops in low for ball one. One-oh delivery coming up from Maddie Kalzert. Here's the pitch. That's down center for strike one. One-one delivery coming up from Maddie Kalzert. All right, that's low for ball two. Two and one. Runner on first is Malczewski. Here is the 2-1 pitch from Maddie Kalzert. All the way. That one is sent out toward left field. And it's out of the way for a home run. Two-run shot by Holzhauer. Out to left field. And it's a 2-0 lead for Kaskaskia. Early in this one, that'll bring in Josie Brooks, the designated player for the Blue Angels here.
Number 13, DP Josie Brooks.
Get a conference on the mound here. So Maddie Kalzert was cruising along, had two outs. Two up, two down here in the top of the first inning. She allowed a base hit to the number three hitter, Maskowski. And then Holzhauer takes one out to left field with a line shot. Josie Brooks will step in now, the designated player, another left-handed batter for the Blue Angels. There's the pitch from Kalzert inside. Ball one. One-oh count on Brooks. Here is the pitch from Kalzert. That one fouled off toward the Bobcat dugouts. Evens the count at 1-1.
Come on, 1-3.
Next, with the last week of the season for Bobcat Softball Ball Club. Bobcat baseballers in their season first week of May. That one again fouled off toward the Bobcat dugout. Christina Walker trying to make a play on it and could not, and remains a two-strike count on Josie Brooks. Maddie Kalzert with the pitch again, fouled off right behind us. And taking low for a ball. Two and two now, the count on Josie Brooks. Here's the pitch from Kalzert. That one. Oh, a line drive over to Christina Walker at third. She handles that one, and that'll do it for the top of the first. Blue Angels get two on a home run from Deidre Holzhauer, and it's 2-0 at the end of a half inning. Bobcats coming up right after this on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon.
All right, here's the lineup for Frontier. Maddie Henry out in right field will lead off. Maddie Scamahorn at shortstop, bat second. Madison Bartlett behind the plate will be the number three hitter. Sam Finn over at first base is the cleanup hitter. Madison Kalsert on the mound, bats fifth. Haley Settle bats sixth. She's out in second base. Anna Wheeler out in center field will bat seventh. Christina Walker over at third base will bat eighth. And Casey Pearson out in left field bats ninth this afternoon to face Deidre Holzhauer for the Blue Angels here in the bottom of the first inning. Holzhauer, a two-run home run out to left field in the top of the first and made it 2-0. Kaskaskia to start this ball game. Holzhauer completing her warm-up tosses. Maddie Henry will step in. Two nothing here. Top of, or rather bottom of the first at Southwest Park. We mentioned action tomorrow afternoon. College baseball actions. Frontier hosts Kaskaskia College. We'll be on the air about noon.
Number four, right fielder, Maddie Henry.
And then on Monday, it's high school softball action as Fairfield hosts Gallatin County. We'll be on the air about 4:25 for that one for you. Maddie Henry steps in, the left-handed batter, wearing number four, playing right field for the Bobcats. Coach Marty Slover this afternoon. Here is the pitch from Holzhauer. That's taken for a strike. Maddie Henry back into the box with an 0-1 count. Here's Holzhauer's pitch. Takes a little bit off of it, and it sails across for strike two. If you'd like to listen online, you can hear this ball game at NetworkOneSports.com this afternoon. Henry swinging away. She fouls that one off at the plate. And the count remains 0-2. Infielders, corner infielders, Kaskaskia are in deep, are in close. Holzhauer set with the 0-2 delivery. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. 1-2 the count on Maddie Henry. There's the pitch. Henry grounds it over towards short. Picks it up. Takes it over to first. That'll be the first out of the ball game for the Bobcats. Maddie Henry, 6'3" put out.
Number seven, shortstop, Maddie Scamahorn.
Scamahorn, a freshman out of Boonville, Indiana. That's right-handed for the Bobcats here. One down here in the bottom of the first. 2-0 lead for Kaskaskia on that home run by the pitcher Holzhauer back in the top of the first. Scamahorn looks at ball one. Holzhauer rears back. Here's the pitch. That's inside for ball two. Delivery from Holzhauer. Chopped up the middle. Holzhauer handles it. Takes it over to first. Out number two on the 1-3 put out. That'll bring in the catcher, Madison Bartlett.
Number six, catcher, Madison Bartlett.
Bartlett, a freshman out of Rockport, Indiana. Two outs. Bottom of the first. Holzhauer with the pitch. That's in for strike one. Maddie Bartlett digs back in. Here's the pitch. She looks at ball one. Here's the pitch. And that's a ball as well. 2-1 the count on Maddie Bartlett. One delivery from Holzhauer on the way. Bartlett hits it over toward first. First baseman will get it over to the second baseman, and that will do it. Three up, three down for the Bobcats in the bottom of the first. At the end of one, it's Kaskaskia 2 and the Bobcats 0. This is Bobcat Softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
You know why they call it spring? Because any minute your lawn's going to spring forth and grow like crazy. Be ready with a new Toro mower built tough to last. See a Toro dealer today and get the Total Toro Treatment with prices starting at just $299. You get expert advice, great selection, financing options, excellent warranties, and professional service. Toro's a choice of professionals, and your dealer can help you get the professional look you're going for. Get the Total Toro Treatment at Tyron Automotive in Flora.
Bobcat Softball brought to you this year by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, at Tyron Auto, The Addict, and Wabash River Fest. River Fest coming up April 27th and 28th there on Market Street in Mount Carmel. Due up for the Blue Angels, it'll be 6, 7, and 8, Caitlin Dillo, Delaney Rozier, and Paige Gander, the catcher for the Blue Angels here in the top of the second. Blue Angels leading Frontier 2-0 here. Arklett's got her equipment on now. She's ready. After grounding out to end the first inning there, Kowser working on the warm-up tosses here. Cardinal baseball this evening on WOKZ 105.9. Redbirds back home again at Busch Stadium. Take on the Cincinnati Reds this evening, 6:20 the broadcast time over on WOKZ 105.9. Kowser completes her warm-up tosses. Barkley throws it down to second.
Number 20, left fielder, Caitlin Dillo.
We are set for the left fielder, Caitlin Dillo. All right, Dillo getting set to step in here. Dillo, a freshman out of Chester. Kowser set for the first pitch of the second inning. That one taken for a strike. Oh, won the count on the left fielder, Dillo, for the Blue Angels. Kowser at the 0-1 delivery. That's inside for ball one. One and one, the count on Caitlin Dillo. Kowser is set. Here's the pitch. A little bit high, ball two. One delivery from Kowser. Grounded toward third and going to be fouled down the third base line. Evens the count at 2-2. Two the count. Here's the delivery from Kowser. That's taken high for a ball. 3-2. Full count on Caitlin Dillo here in the top of the second. Kowser with the delivery. That one skied out deep. And it is caught by the center fielder. Route number one.
Number 23, right fielder, Delaney Rogers.
Nice play out there in center field by Anna Wheeler going to her right. Delaney Rozier, he is the right fielder for these Blue Angels. Rozier, freshman out of Greenville. All right, Rozier back in. Foul on the first pitch off. Here's the pitch. That one swung on, grounded towards short. Scammahorn picks it up over to Sam Finn. And it's two up, two down here in the top of the second.
Number 22, catcher, Paige Gender.
Paige Gender, the catcher for Kaskaskia, will step in now. Gender, freshman out of Aldi, Richland County. Two up, two down here in the top of the second. Gouser, first pitch in for a strike. One delivery coming up from Kowser. Here is the pitch. That's taken for a ball. 1-1 count on the freshman from Almy. Paige Kinder plays catcher for Kaskaskia. Thus, had a lot of local flavor in this ball game this afternoon. Here is the pitch. Inside, 2-1 count on Kinder now. Gouser set for the 2-1 delivery. That pitch grounded over to Scammerhorn on the fly. And that'll do it for the top of the second. Still 2-0 Blue Angels leading the Bobcats. Bobcats coming up in the bottom of the second after this on WFIW AM 1390, 103.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Rutledge, the new owner of The Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel. To celebrate, I'm having a grand opening April 20th and 21st with lots of great deals like 20% off all clothing, including clearance, most Under Armour on sale, and all the consignment will be half off. Great brands like Mustard Pie, Mayoral, Serendipity, Wewin Squeakers, LaTop, and Isabelle and Chloe in sizes premium to 18. We are open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, so come see me at The Attic, Becca's Baby Boutique and Consignment in Uptown Mount Carmel.
Maddie Kowser sets the Blue Angels down in order in the top of the second inning. And the Bobcats will come up 4, 5, and 6. Sam Finn, Maddie Kowser, and Haley Settle for the Bobcats here in the top of the second, or bottom of the second, rather. 2-0, Kaskaskia leading Bobcats here. That first inning home run by the pitcher, Deidre Holzhauer. You are listening to Bobcat Softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Holzhauer completing her warm-up pitches here. And Sam Finn out of West Frankfort will bat here in the bottom of the second. There's the throw down from the catcher, Kinder. Finn will step in. Finn's got some power.
Number 22, first baseman, Sam.
As that wind continues to blow out of the northeast this afternoon. Beautiful afternoon for softball, as I said earlier. Winds just a very slight wind out of the northeast. Beautiful blue skies and tips right about 60. Holzhauer, first pitch of the bottom of the second, in for a strike on Sam Finn. And it's an 0-1 count on the Bobcat first baseman. Holzhauer takes a bit off of it. Finn looks at a ball. One delivery from Holzhauer on the way. Finn is jammed. Holzhauer picks up the slow roller. And that'll do it for the first out of the second inning for the Bobcats.
Number 12, the pitcher, Matthew Kowser.
Matty Kowser on the mound this afternoon for the Bobcats. Going to bat now. Kowser, freshman out of Elizabethtown, Illinois. One out here, bottom of the second. Bobcats trailing. Kaskaskia, 2-0. Pitch from Holzhauer on the way. That's in for a strike. Oh, wow, Holzhauer has been very consistent. First pitch strikes. Kowser back in the 0-1 delivery on the way. Kowser over to short. Over to first. 6-3 put out for out number two. Haley Settle playing
second baseman
for the Bobcats, sophomore out of Oakland City, Indiana. Shield bat here with two outs in the bottom of the second. Holzhauer still working on a perfect game here. First pitch strike by Holzhauer. And it's an 0-1 count on Settle here. Here is the pitch. And for strike two, nice pitch by Holzhauer there. She took a little bit off of it. Curved right over the outside corner for strike two. 0-2 delivery from Holzhauer. And that one's taken for a ball. 2-1 the count on Haley Settle. And second this afternoon for the Bobcats. 0-2, 1-2 delivery. That one fouled off to the Bobcat dugout. Count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes now on Haley Settle. Two outs, bottom of the second. Deidre Holzauer is set. She rocks back. Here's the pitch. And had a break up to no-no. Haley Settle straight up the middle. Center field, base hit, and a runner on for the Bobcats here on the bottom of the second. Hannah Wheeler will step in playing center field this afternoon.
Number
Wheeler,
three,
a freshman
fielder,
out of Kennett, Missouri. Wheeler bats left-handed, playing center field this afternoon. Runner on first is Settle after the base hit. Grounded down the first baseline and just foul. 0-1 count now on Anna Wheeler. All right, Anna set. Holzauer is set. One runner on, two outs. Bottom of the second here. Here's the pitch. Wheeler swings through, strike two. 0-2 count very quickly on the Bobcat center fielder. O-2 delivery coming up from Holzauer. Holzauer took a little bit off of it. Wheeler had to wait. She swung a little bit late, fouls it off right behind us. That one, I think, fools Anna Wheeler just a bit. Count remains 0-2. Wheeler back in. Looking to get something going here and move the runner over. Move the runner ahead. Here's the pitch. Wheeler pops it up. Right at home plate, catcher Paige Ginder takes it. That'll do it for the second. One runner left on. No runs across the plate for the Bobcats. It's still 2-0. Kaskaskia at the end of two. This is Bobcat softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even a super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am, Slingshot, CF, Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com for safety and training information, see your dealer.
Kara Looking will start off the top of the third inning for the Blue Angels here. Kara, a freshman out of Woodlawn, number 9 hitter, playing third base this afternoon for the Blue Angels. She'll lead off, and then it'll be back to the top of the order, and Abby King for the Blue Angels here in the top of the third. Kaskaskia leading Frontier 2-0. First inning home run by Deidre Holzauer. And that's been the only scoring of the ballgame here.
Number 3, third baseman, Kira Lucan.
Lucan steps in. Matty Kounzer is set here. First pitch from Kounzer on the way, and a swing and a strike. 0-1 the count on Kiara Lukin. Kounzer set with the 0-1 delivery. Here's the pitch. That one popped up on the infield. Kounzer will handle it herself. That's very quickly. One up, one down here in the top of the third.
Number 6, second baseman, Abby King.
Abby King started the ball game. A little pop up to Kalzert back in the first inning. One out here. Top of the third. King looks at a strike. No one delivery coming up from Maddie Kalzert. That one on the way. Grounded toward first. Nice play by Sam Finn over there at first. But Finn did a nice job of keeping it from extra bases
number
for Abby King, but it will be a base
Hoffman.
Hit. Time for the third. Hannah Hoffman steps in. She lined out to Maddie Scammerhorn at short back of the first inning. And with one out in the top of the third and one on, Hoffman steps in against Kalzert. First pitch taken for a strike. Runner at first is Abby King. King takes off for second. Barker down quickly with the throw. And a stolen base for Abby King. Two strikes on Hannah Hoffman now. Runner's over at second is Abby King. Kalzert is set. Here's the pitch. And umpires ring up. Hannah Hoffman, the second out of the third inning.
Number 11, first baseman, Delia Mikowski.
First strikeout of the ball game for Maddie Kalzert. Mikowski single, scored on that home run by Holzhauer back in the first. And with two outs here in the top of the third, shield bat runner on second is Abby King. There's the pitch. Mikowski swinging. Grounds it foul down the first baseline. Oh, won the count on Matsowski. Kalzert with the pitch. Taking high and outside for ball one. One won the count on Mikowski. Pitch from Kalzert on the way. That one popped up. Center fielder. And a Wheeler comes in. She'll handle it for out number three in the top of the first. Runner left on at second base. Nobody crosses the plate for Kaskaski in the top of the third. And at the end of two and a half, Kaskaski leading the Bobcats 2-0. Bobcats coming up after this on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
It's time for Riverfest Live on Market Street in Mount Carmel, Friday and Saturday, April 27th and 28th. Friday at 6 p.m., Dave Parman, followed by Elena Blake and Dylan Hoff, offer traditional folk, rock, and bluegrass. Saturday at noon brings The Deciders and Bones Jugs with Delta Blues and Swing. At 5:30, it's Dennis Stromat, L'Esprit Creole, followed by Creole Stomp for an evening of traditional Illinois French, Swamp Pop Blues, and Louisiana Cajun Zydeco. For more, find Wabash Riverfest on Facebook.
Bottom of the third now here at Southwest Park. Quick moving ball game. Bobcats trailing Kaskaskia 2-0. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Bobcats. Christina Walker, Casey Pearson, and back to the top with Maddie Henry here in the bottom of the third. There's Jeremy Ellis. Just saw him. Holzhauer completing her warm-up tosses. There's the throw down to second, and Christina Walker will step in. Walker, yeah.
Sophomore. Number nine, third baseman, right here Christina Walker. Field.
All right, Walker is in, and we're set for the bottom of the third. Holzhauer has allowed one base runner. Through two, Walker tries to bunt and bunts it foul. The first strike, her at bat. Oh, won the count on Christina Walker. Holds out with the pitch. Walker looks at the ball. Here's the pitch from Holzhauer. Walker again fouls it off at the plate for strike two. Oh, One and two to count on Walker. Third base this afternoon for the Bobcats. There's the pitch. Walker again fouls it over. Just over the top of the Kaskaskia dugout here. And the count remains one and two. Two delivery coming up from Holzhauer. That one way inside. Evens the count at two and two. One, two delivery on the way. Holzhauer took a little off of it, and it goes in for a ball. Three and two. Full count now on Christina Walker. On the way. Christina Walker heads down to first with a base on balls. First walk of the ball game by Holzhauer.
Number four.
And Casey Pearson steps in. Freshman out of Mount Carmel playing left field this afternoon. Pitch on the way. Pearson lays down to bunt. It's a dandy. He does her job, though, and sacrifices Christina Walker over to second, and with one out in the bottom of the third here, Maddie Henry, top of the order for the Bobcats with a runner in scoring position.
Number four, Maddie Henry.
Henry back in the first, grounded out to the shortstop to start the ball game here. He's batting the bottom of the third here. Sends it over to second base. A little bit of a bobble by the second baseman for Kaskaskia, but she's able to recover in time to throw out Maddie Henry. Second base. Or first base, rather. And that'll bring in Maddie Scammerhorn. It's two outs in the bottom of the third.
Number seven, Maddie Scammerhorn.
And a runner at third now in Christina Walker. Walker led off this inning and walked. Scammerhorn at the plate. Nubs it off the end of the bat, over to short, over to first. And that'd do it for the third here. Bobcats leave a runner stranded at third. At the end of three, it's Kaskaskia 2 and Frontier 0. This is Bobcat Softball on WFIWAM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
Bobcat Softball is brought to you by Wabash River Fest, the Addict Act Tire and Auto, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, Parker Al Polaris, and United Mutual Insurance. All the square there in West Salem. Matty Kauser has allowed two runs back in the top of the first, a base hit and a home run. That's been the two of the three hits she has allowed this afternoon.
Number 28, pitcher
Holzhauer. Josie Brooks and Caitlin Dillo. Dillo, rather Holzhauer, back in the first, homered. And for two RBIs and the only two runs of the ball game for Kaskaskia here. Holzhauer, the opposite number. Maddie Kauser. Kauser set with the pitch. And Holzhauer looks at strike one. No one count on Holzhauer. Kauser rocks and fires. That one fouled off down the left field line and out of play. Kauser is set for the 0-2 delivery. Working quickly this afternoon. Here is the pitch. That one popped up. over a short right field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Holzhauer, 2-for-2 on the afternoon. And that'll bring in Josie Brooks.
Number 13, DP, Josie Brooks.
Brooks back in the first. Lined out to the third baseman, Christina Walker, in that first inning. She's batting now with one out and one on. The bottom of the third, Brooks lays down a bunt. Kelsert handles it. Brooks sacrifices Holzhauer over to second.
Number 20, left fielder, Caitlin Dillon.
One out now. Top of the fourth, Caitlin Dillo. She flied out to center field. Her first at bat in the second inning. Runner on second now is Holzhauer. One out here, top of the fourth. Been a quick moving game here. That one taken for a ball. One-oh delivery. Coming up, that one grounded off toward the Bobcat dugout. Foul. That evens the count at 1-1. One-one delivery coming from Maddie Kalzer here. Here is the pitch from Kalzer. And Dillo looks at a ball. 1-2 the count on Dillo. One-two delivery from Kalzer all the way. That's grounded down the third baseline. Foul. Count stays 1-2. Frontier Community College baseball tomorrow afternoon on WFIWA and 1390 and 103.3 FM. Bobcats hosting Kaskaskia College at FNB Field, 12 noon. The first pitch will be on the air about 11:55 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have game one of that doubleheader for you. Here is the pitch from Kalzer. That's taken low for a ball. Full count now on Dillo. Runner at second is Holzhauer. One out, top of the fourth. Pitch from Kalzer on the way. That's taken high for a ball. First walk of the ball game. For Matty Kalzer sends Caitlin Dillo down.
Number 23, right fielder Delaney Rozier.
Right fielder Delaney Rozier checks in. The runners at first and second and one out here on the top of the fourth. Rozier. Round it out to Matty Scamahorn at short back in the second. Kalzer trying to work out of a jam here. And that's strike one on Rozier. Oh, one count coming up from Kalzer. That one on the way. Rozier fouls it off down the right field line out of play. And very quickly, an 0-2 count on Delaney Rozier. Kalzer is set. Runners first and second. One out. Top of the fourth here. That one outside for ball one. Matty Kalzer wasting a pitch there. Trying to get Rozier to bite on something way out of the zone. 1-2 delivery from Matty Kalzer on the way. That one. And is sent out for a base hit to left field. Runners move up one base and the bases are loaded now for Paige Ginder, the
number
catcher.
Number 22, the catcher, Paige Ginder.
Ginder, out of only. She's batting with the bases loaded. Ginder popped out to short in the second inning to end the second. She is the number 8 hitter for Blue Angels. Here is the pitch. And Ginder looks at strike one. Bases loaded here. Matty Kalzer looking to work out of a one-out jam here. Either a ground ball double play or a pop-up or a strikeout. Here is the pitch. And that's in for strike two. Gender looks strike two. Gender is back in. Counselor set for the 0-2 delivery. Here is the pitch. Again, she goes outside trying to get Gender to bite on something out of the zone. And Gender says no dice and looks at ball one. 1-2 the count on Gender, the catcher for Kaskaskia. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a strikeout. Exactly what Maddie Kauser here needed. Second strike out of the ball game.
Number 30.
And that's the second out of the inning.
Kara Luking.
Kara Luking steps in. Luking popped out to the pitcher, Maddie Kauser, to start the third inning. Here is the pitch. That one skied high. And the left fielder, Casey Pearson, handles it. And Maddie Kauser works out of a bases loaded one-out jam here with a strikeout and a fly ball, can of corn out the left field. Three left on, nobody scores for Kaskaskia in the top of the fourth. And at the end of three and a half, it's Kaskaskia 2, Bobcat 0. This is Bobcat softball on WFIW 103.9 and 103.3 FM.
When you have a big yard, you need a riding mower to match. With Toro's newest zero-turn models, you get more comfort, more durability, and more ways to take charge of your yard. The new Time Cutter HD is heavy-duty from top to bottom, perfect for the toughest mowing challenges. And the new Titan HD lets you attach tools and buckets right to the mower to save time. Plus, both cushion you from bumps and vibrations for a smoother ride. Visit your local Toro dealer, ACT Tire and Automotive in Flora today.
Bottom of four here at Southwest Park. Bobcats trailing 2-0. It's going to be Sam Finn, Madison Kauser, and Haley Settle for the Bobcats here in the bottom of the fourth. They'd like to get something going and had somebody at third back in the third inning. Christina Walker advanced to third but could get no farther. And the Bobcats trailing here 2-0. Bartlett, Finn, and Kauser coming up for the Bobcats here in the bottom of the fourth. Haley Settle is set to go if anyone gets on.
Number six, catcher, Madison Bartlett.
Bartlett back in the first. Grounded to first. Holzauer is set. Barkley in the box. Here is the pitch. And holds out. Shoots one inside for ball one. One-oh the count on Barkley. Here's the pitch. Barkley sends it towards center field. And Maddie Barkley flies out to center for the first out of the fourth for the Bobcats. Put a ride on it. Sent it straight out to center field. Center fielder for Kaskaskia didn't have to move very much. Had to bring in Sam Finn. Finn grounded to the pitcher back in the second inning. And she'll look at ball one. One-oh delivery from Holzauer. Finn. She'll ground to second base. And a 4-3 put out is the out, second out of the fourth for the Bobcats. Pitcher Manny Kauser steps in, grounded to short,
number
back
12,
in the second.
Pitcher Manny Kauser.
Kauser batting with two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth, Kauser. Fouls one off over toward the Kaskaskia dugout. And it'll be an 0-1 count on the Bobcats pitcher. 1 delivery from Deidre Holzhauer. Kelzer grounds it down to third baseline. Foul. And it's an 0-2 count on Maddie Kelzer here. Holzhauer set for the 0-2 delivery. Rocks and fires. That's taken inside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. The count on Maddie Kelzer. Two outs, bottom four. Quick moving game at Southwest Park. Kelzer yanks that one foul down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2. Holzhauer set for the 1-2 delivery. There's the pitch. Kelzer grounds it over towards short. And it's a 6-3 putout. That'll do it for the fourth inning. 1-2-3. The Bobcats go in order. And it's 2-0 at the end of 4. Kaskaskia leading Frontier. This is Bobcat softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even the super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am Slingshot, CF Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training information, see your dealer.
Pretty good pitching battle here this afternoon between Frontier and Kaskaskia. Kaskaskia's pitcher, Deidre Holzhauer, has allowed one hit this afternoon and one walk. And it's not allowed a run for
number
Frontier.
Maddie
Kelzer, after allowing two hits in the first inning on that single and home run, has allowed only one walk and three hits since then, but nobody has scored for the Blue Angels since that first inning. It's going to be 1, 2, and 3 top of the order. Abby King, Hannah Hoffman, and Delilah Mazeski in the top of the fifth for the Blue Angels here. Kelzer is set. There's the pitch inside. Ball one. One no delivery coming from Maddie Kelzer. That one taken outside for ball two. Two oh pitch from Kelzer all the way. That's in for strike one. You won the count on Abby King, the leadoff hitter for Kaskaskia. She looks at one low for ball three. 3-1 the count. Walks have hurt the Bobcats in previous games. Maddie Kelzer's kept the walks down. Pitch. And the hit skied out to center field. And Anna Wheeler coming over from her spot. In center. Gets the out on the fly ball.
Number 18, shortstop, Hannah Hoffman.
For the first out of the fifth inning. Hannah Hoffman steps in. She's 0-for-2. Was the victim of a strikeout back in the third. And then popped out to the shortstop in the first. Nobody out. Over the one out. Top of five here. Nice pitch from Kelzer. And that's strike one on Hannah Hoffman. One delivery from Maddie Kelzer on the way. Inside, ball one. One, one the count. Kelzer with the pitch. That one yanked foul out of play down the third baseline. Count now 1-2. Bouncer outside of that one pitch to Holzhauer and gave up the home run. It's pretty good this afternoon. One-two delivery from Maddie Kalsert on the way. That pitch straight up the middle, line drive, and Maddie Kalsert just sticks out the glove and says, I'll take it.
Number 11, first baseman, Jalai Mikowski.
Two up, two down for Kaskaskia here in the top of the fifth inning. First baseman, Delilah Mikowski, checks in. 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Single scored. Back in the first. And glide out to center field in the third. And Mikowski looks at a strike. Both pitchers this afternoon get a lot of first pitch strikes. 0-1 the delivery now from Kalsert. That one outside for ball one. One and one the count on Mikowski. One one delivery on the way. Check swing. Umpire says he did not go around. Won the count on Mikowski. Kalsert with the pitch. That's grounded. Up towards Scammelhorn. Slow roller. And Maddie gets it right over to Sam Finn for out number three of the top of the fifth. Kaskaskia goes 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth. And it's still a 2-0 ball game. Bobcats coming up the bat. Bottom of the fifth right after this on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Rutledge, the new owner of The Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel. To celebrate, I'm having a grand opening April 20th and 21st with lots of great deals like 20% off all clothing, including clearance, most Under Armour on sale, and all the consignment will be half off. Great brands like Mustard Pie, Mayoral, Serendipity, WeWin Squeakers, LaTop, and Isabelle and Chloe, and sizes premium to 18. We are open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, so come see me at The Attic, Becca's Baby Boutique and Consignment in Uptown Mount Carmel.
All right, welcome back to Southwest Park. For the Bobcats, it's going to be Haley Settle, Anna Wheeler, and Christina Walker. To face Deidre Holzhauer here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's been a very fast-moving ball game this afternoon here at Southwest Park. Taking a look at our action coming up in the next couple of days on the radio action tomorrow afternoon. Frontier baseball action as the Bobcats take on Kaskaskia College. We'll be on the air about 11:55 tomorrow morning. Monday afternoon, high school softball, Fairfield taking on Gallatin County.
Number 5, second baseman.
And we'll be on the air about 4:25 on that one. Tuesday, Bobcats take on Shawnee Community College in softball action. Wednesday, back to high school action as Fairfield takes on El Dorado in high school baseball. 4:30. The first pitch, and then Thursday it's FCC baseball versus Lakeland College at 3 p.m. First pitch on that one. Settle has the only hit against Holzhauer. He singled straight up center field back in the second inning. She looks at strike one to start her at bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch, Settle swinging. Fouls it off the plate. 0-2 count now on Haley Settle. Settles in for the 0-2 delivery and looks at the ball. One and two the count now on Haley Settle. Looks at the ball. Two and two the count now. Haley Settle started out this at bat 0-2 and now it's 2-2. Holzhauer with the pitch. Settle grounds it. Slow roller over to third. Third baseman for Kaskaskia picks it up over to first. And it's a 5-3 put out for out number one to the bottom of the fifth.
Number three, Anna Wheeler.
Wheeler popped out to, popped a little foul pop out to the catcher. Back in the second inning. She'll bat here on the bottom, for the bottom of the fifth. One out. She looks at a strike. No one delivery from Holzhauer. Wheeler turned on it. Fouls it out of play down the right field line. Very quickly, an 0-2 count on the Bobcat center fielder, Anna Wheeler. Delivery on the way. That, ooh, man, it hit the outside corner. And it's a strikeout for out number two of the bottom of the fifth inning.
Number nine, third baseman, Christina Walker.
Believe it or not, that's the first strikeout of the ballgame for Holzhauer. And Christina Walker steps in. She walked the lead off the third, got over to third, then was stranded. Walker looks at strike one. Christina steps back in, sophomore, right here in Fairfield. Here's the pitch. Walker looks at one high for a ball. Walker grounds it over towards short. Towards stop. Picks it up. Anna Hoffman throws her out. 6-3 put out. That will end the fifth. Three up, three down for the Bobcats. And it's still a 2-0 ball game in favor of Kaskaskia. Top of the six coming up on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon.
Welcome back to Southwest Park. It's a 2-0 Kaskaskia lead. That's where it's been since the top of the first inning. Maddie Kauser, a lot of base hit and a home run back in the first. And that accounts for all the runs we've seen this afternoon. 2-0 as we get set for the top of the sixth here. Marty Slover keeping his Bobcats in the huddle there for a long time here as we get set to start the top of the sixth inning. First game of two here at Southwest Park this afternoon. And the Bobcats looking for a win. They looked very well this afternoon. The only blemish at two-run homer back in the first. Now the Bobcats come out to the top of the second. For Kaskaskia here in the top of the second, or top of the sixth, rather, it's going to be Holzhauer, the pitcher, Brooks, and Dillo. Holzhauer checks in. She is 2-for-2 on the afternoon with that homer. She had a single back in the fourth.
Number 28, the pitcher, Petrie Holzhauer.
All right, Holzhauer steps in. Maddie Kauser is set for the top of the sixth inning. And the first pitch here in the top of the sixth inning is taken for a ball. I haven't said that very much this afternoon on the first pitch to a batter. 1-0 count on Holzhauer. Here is the pitch. That one fouled off at the plate. A little check swing by Holzhauer. That fouls it off through the right side. And it's a 1-1 count. Cardinal baseball this evening over on WOKZ 105.9, 620, the broadcast time. Cardinals back at home at Busch to take on the Cincinnati Reds. Reds off to their worst start in many a year this year. There is the pitch. Kauser hits her spot on the outside, and it's 1-2. 2-2 delivery coming up from Maddie Kauser. All the way. Jammed Holzhauer, and she'll foul it off right behind us. So you're off the top of the concession stand. One and two, the count on me. Pitcher for Kaskaskia, Deidre Holzhauer, Nashville, Illinois. Here's the pitch from Kauser. That one yanked foul down the right, down the left field line. And again, that ball near the tarp out there and along the left field line. And the count remains one and two. Kauser yet to retire Holzhauer in the ballgame here. Umpire called timeout there. One and two, the count on Holzhauer. All right, Matty Kauser is set. Here's the delivery. That's taken high for ball two. Two and two, the count now on Deidre Holzhauer. Holzhauer, two for two this afternoon. Home run and a single. Here's the pitch. That one, again, yanked foul over toward the Bobcat dugout. And the count stays two and two. Kauser set with a 2-2 delivery here. There is the pitch. And that one is going to hit Holzhauer on the arm. And that will send her down to first base.
Number 13, designated player, Josie Brooks.
Josie Brooks steps in. 0-for-1 on the afternoon. Bumped out to the third baseman, lined out to the third baseman. Christina Walker back in the first, sacrificed. In the fourth. Runner on first now is Holzhauer after she was hit by a pitch. Here's the pitch. Swing. And Wheeler coming in. Could not handle it. Gets past her, and that will allow Brooks to cruise into second with a double. And that'll move Holzhauer over to third.
20,
second and third
fielder,
now.
Caitlin
Dillo steps in. 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Now Dillo, rather, 0-for-1. She walked back in the fourth and was stranded at second. She's up now with nobody out. And runners on second and third. Top of the sixth inning for the Blue Angels. Kauser in another jam. Sends it over to Maddie Scammahorn. Scammahorn over to first. First out of the sixth. Nice play by Scammahorn on a slow grounder. And that retires Dillo and will bring in Rozier, 1-for-2 on the afternoon.
Number 23, right fielder, Delaney Rozier.
Maddie Kauser trying to work out of a jam. She worked out of a bases loaded jam back in the fourth. And now runners at second and third, one out the top of the sixth. She needs to work a little magic here. Rozier at the plate. Kauser with the pitch. That's taken outside for ball one. One and oh to count on Rozier. Number seven hitter, right fielder. For the Blue Angels, she'll look at ball two. Do not want to walk a player and load the bases. One out here. 2-0 delivery on the way. Rozier swings, sends it down the right field line. It's going to track foul. It is caught for out number two, but that allows a runner to score. Holzhauer from third base, and that makes it a 3-0 ball game here.
Number 22, the catcher, Paige Ginder.
And Brooks moves over to third. One run across here, top of the six, two outs though. And runner at third for Ginder, who is 0 for 2 in the afternoon, and Ginder looks at strike one. Ginder, a victim of a strikeout, back in the fourth. One count here on Ginder. Here's the pitch from Kowser. That's taken up high for a ball. One, one, the count on Ginder. Here's the pitch. Taken outside for a ball. 2-1 the count on Ginder. Matty Kowser starting to struggle a little bit here in the last couple of innings. Looks like he might be getting a little bit tired. Two outs now. Top of the sixth. Runner on third. Ginder fouls one off right behind us. That evens the count. 2-2. All right, Ginder back in. Kowser looking to work a way out of another jam here. Here's the pitch from Kowser. That's taken inside for a ball. Full count on Paige Ginder now. Payoff pitch coming up from Matty Kowser. Ginder 0 for 2 on the afternoon. And has not looked real comfortable with the plate so far. Kowser with the 3-2 delivery on the way. That one fouled off down the right field line and out of play. Two counts. Here is the delivery. That's popped up behind the plate. Madison Bartlett handles that. Blue Angels strand one, but they score one, and they lead 6-3 after 5.5. This is Bobcat softball on WFIW 103.9 and online at 103.3 FM. Back after this.
It's time for Riverfest Live on Market Street in Mount Carmel, Friday and Saturday, April 27th and 28th. Friday at 6 p.m., Dave Parman, followed by Elena Blake and Dylan Hoff, offer traditional folk, rock, and bluegrass. Saturday at noon brings The Deciders and Bones Jugs with Delta Blues and Swing. At 5:30, it's Dennis Stromat, a L'Esprit Creole, followed by Creole Stomp for an evening of traditional Illinois French, swamp pop blues, and Louisiana Cajun Zydeco. For more, find Wabash Riverfest on Facebook.
Number 9 hitter Casey Pearson will lead off the bottom of the sixth for the Bobcats. They trail 3-0. Gaskowski is scoring 2 in the top of the first. They score 1 in the top of the sixth. And it's 3-0 after 5.5 here. And it'll be Pearson, Matty Henry, Matty Scamblehorn for the Bobcats in the bottom of the sixth. And they've got to get something going against Daniel Holzhauer, who's allowed just one hit and one walk in her five innings of work thus far. Three nothing to score here. There's the throw down to second.
Number 11, left fielder, Casey Pearson.
Casey Pearson will step in. Bobcats looking to get something going against Deidre Holzhauer. Pitching a one-hitter thus far. Holzhauer is ready. Here's the pitch. Pearson swinging on the first one. Grounds it softly to third, and it's a 5-3 putout. The first out at the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up the leadoff hitter.
Number 4, right fielder, Matty Henry.
Matty Henry, 0 for 2 on the afternoon. She grounded out the short back in the first, grounded the second. in the third. She'll bat here in the top of the sixth. 0-2 on the afternoon. Mandry, the left-hander. And she'll look at ball one to start her at bat here in the bottom of the sixth. There's the pitch, Henry. Looks at strike one. One won the count on Maddie Henry. Leadoff batter for the Bobcats. There's the pitch, Henry. Rounds it towards short. Shortstop picks it up over to first. And it's a 6-3 put out for the second outs.
Number 7, shortstop, Maddie Scammerhorn.
Maddie Scammerhorn, 0-2 for the afternoon, will step in. Ozauer is not allowed much in the air this afternoon outside of foul balls. Scammerhorn looks at ball one to start her at bat. Delivery, Scammerhorn. She'll ground it past the shortstop for a base hit. And off and couldn't get to that one. And Maddie Scammerhorn on at first with a single. Madison Barklett steps in. 0-2 on the afternoon as well. Bobcats looking
number
to get six,
the catcher, Madison Barklett.
Bobcats looking to get something going here in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 3-0. Runner on first is Scammerhorn after the single. There's the pitch, and it's taken for strike one. There's the pitch, Barklett. She'll ground it over to short on the fly. That'll do it. One runner left on. Nobody scores in the bottom of the sixth for the Bobcats. It's still 3-0. Kaskaskia will be back for the seventh right after this on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
We are set for the top of the seventh inning. It'll be numbers 9, 1, and 2 for KC here in the top of the seventh. Kira Luking, Abby King, and Hannah Hoffman for the Blue Angels. Top of the seventh, Maddie Kauser back out. He's allowed two runs in the top of the first, one in the top of the sixth. And that's where we are at this point, 3-0 as we enter the top of the seventh inning here. Mentioned Frontier baseball action tomorrow afternoon. We'll be on the air about 11:55 a.m. with the pregame on that one. They'll take on Kaskaskia College in a noon doubleheader at FNB Field. All right, Kauser. He is set. And that'll be Luking, third baseman. Oh, the Blue Angels
30,
stepping
third
in here.
Baseman, Kira Luking.
Gary Luking, 0-2 on the afternoon. Couple of pop outs. She'll try and bunt her way on. And nice play by Walker over third. Just could not get it over to first in time. And
number six, second base by Abby King.
Has a runner, and Kira Luking on the bunt single for the leadoff hitter. Abby King. King, 1-for-2 in the afternoon, has a single and was stranded at second, back in the third. Nobody out top of the seven. King sends one foul behind us. King steps in, one on, nobody out. Top of the seventh. Blue Angels looking for some insurance runs here. Over to third, Walker. Looked over to second, did not have anything going. She'll take it to first to Sam Finn, and it's a 5-3 putout. But that will get looking over
number
to second.
Number 18, shortstop Hannah Hoffman.
On the sacrifice. Hannah Hoffman steps in, 0-3 on the afternoon. You've got a runner at second in Kira Hooking. One out, top of the seventh. Gallagher with the pitch, swung on. Over to Scammahorn. Scammahorn turns and goes to third for the poor put out as Luking was headed to third, and that'll be the second out of the inning on the fielder's choice.
Number 11, Danielle Macheski.
Macheski steps in. Nice play by Scammahorn over there. Singled back in the first, scored on the home run by Holzhauer. Flied out a couple of other times. She is 1-3 on the afternoon. Macheski. She'll ground towards second. Nice play by Bobcats. That'll do it for the top of the second. Or top of the seventh, rather. One runner left on. And no runs score the plate, though. Bobcats with their last chance coming up right after this. Bottom of the seventh coming up on WFIW AM 1390. 103.3 FM.
WFIW 104.9, WOKZ 105.9, and WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM is your home for area sports. In the fall, it's Fairfield Mules football, Edwards County Lions football, and Illinois Fighting Illini football. In the winter, it's area boys and girls high school basketball and Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. And in the spring and summer, we're your home for Cardinals baseball. This is WFIW 104.9, WOKZ 105.9, and WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Bobcats down to their last chance here in the bottom of the second, or bottom of the seventh, trailing 3-0 to Kaskaskia. It'll be Sam Finn, Madison Calzert, and Haley Settle for the Bobcats here in the bottom of the seventh. Anyone gets on, Anna Wheeler will bat. Holzhauer on for her seventh inning of work. She has allowed two hits, one walk on the afternoon. Haley Settle got to her back in the second, and then in the bottom of the sixth, Madison Scammahorn got a base hit. Her only walk.
Number 22, first baseman,
Christina Walker. Sam Finn, first baseman, steps in. 3-0, Kaskaskia. Bottom of the seventh. Last chance for Frontier here in the first game of the Twin Bill at Southwest Park. Holzhauer with the pitch. Low for ball one. Pitch on the way. Holzhauer took a little off of it, and it's taken for a strike. 1-1 the count on Sam Finn here. Pitch on the way from Holzhauer, taken for a ball. Bobcats would like nothing more. And score four here and come away with a walk-off W. Finn. Little pop-up out in no man's land, and Sam Finn on with a base hit to start off the seventh inning. Finn hit that just right over the shortstop's head and in front of the center fielder and left fielder for
number 12 pitcher, Matthew Calzert.
The Blue Angels here. And Calzert will step in. Matty Calzert 0-2 in the afternoon. Bobcats have a runner at first. Nobody out, bottom of the seventh. Runner at first is going to be Kylie Prather, who will run for Sam Finn. Here is the pitch, Finn. Took a long lead after that pitch. Now she'll get back to first. Here is the pitch. Calzert Sends it down the third baseline and foul. If that one has stayed fair, Bobcats would at least had runners at the corners. One and one, the count on Maddie Cowsert here. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Runner on first is Kylie Prather after the San Finn single. There's the pitch. Cowsert swinging, and it's off the third baseman's glove. And the Bobcats have something going here in the bottom of the seventh. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Haley Settle, one for two on the afternoon, steps in. And it looks like Brenda Rodriguez is going to run for Madison Cowsert. Jess Gaskin going to have a little conference at the mound here. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. All right, looks like Brittany Hutchison. Okay.
Number one, Brittany Hutchison.
All right, Hutchison will bat for Settle here. And Brenda Rodriguez in to run for Madison Cowsert. They pray through at second. And Rodriguez at first, and that ball mishandled by Paige Ginder. Now the Bobcats have runners at second and third. Nobody out. Brittany Hutchison batting for Haley Settle here. Bottom of seven. Bobcats trailing 3-0. Pulls out with the pitch. And that's taken for a strike. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Bottom of seven here. Hutchison looks at strike two. Anna Wheeler in the on-deck circle. There's the pitch from Holzhauer. Hutchison fouls it off the plate. Count remains the same. Two strikes on Brittany Hutchison here. One and two, the count on Hutchison. Batting for Haley Settle. Here is the pitch from Holzhauer. Hutchison sends it out to short left field. It's down for a base hit. And the Bobcats get a run across the board. Rodriguez down at second, not able to move up as that was too short out in the right field. All right, Anna Wheeler checks in. Brittany Hutchison. Pinch hits for Haley Settle, gets a base hit, and scores the first run of the ballgame, drives in the first run of the ballgame for the Bobcats. Anna Wheeler steps in now, 0 for 2 on the afternoon. Cade, back in the fifth. There's the pitch. Wheeler looked to bunt and pulled it back. Looks at ball one. 3-1 now. Still nobody out, bottom of the second. Runners at first and second for the Bobcats. Here's the pitch, Wheeler. Now looking to bunt, and they say she did go around on that one. Evens the count at 1-1. On deck, Christina Walker. 0-1 in the afternoon. There's the pitch, Wheeler. Turned to bunt, and then saw that pitch was inside and pulled away. It's 2-1. All right, Wheeler steps in. 2-1 count on her. Here is the pitch. Wheeler bunts it, puts down a beauty, but see, it bounces foul. That will even the count at 2-2. Wheeler had that one down. They say it bounced right off the plate, though. 2-2 the count on Anna Wheeler here. Nobody out. Bottom of seven. One run across for the Bobcats already. Runners at first and second. Here is the pitch. Wheeler looks at the ball high. 3-2, full count now. Here is the pitch. And Holzhauer walks the bases loaded.
Number nine, third baseman Christina Walker.
Third baseman Christina Walker comes up. A chance to knock in a run here. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Bases are loaded for the Bobcats. First pitch from Holzhauer. Walker looks at a strike. One delivery from Holzhauer coming up. Walker looks at a ball. Count now 1-1. 1-1 the count on Christina Walker. Holzhauer is set. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Walker grounds up the middle. And everyone is safe. Safe and another run across the plate. And Walker with a little base hit. Didn't hit it very hard, but hit in the right place as Holzhauer
number
could
11,
not
Casey
get her
Pearson.
Glove down to get it down. And now Casey Pearson will bat. Pearson 0-for-1 on the afternoon. She sacrificed back in the third and then grounded out to third in the sixth. 3-2 now. Bobcats have cut that deficit to one here in the bottom of the seventh. Still nobody out. Bases loaded. Casey Pearson at the plate. Pearson swings and misses on strike one. Now Jeremy Ellis will come over and he'll call time and get a couple of words with his freshman from Mount Carmel. Bobcats trailing 3-2. They trailed 3-0 coming here in the bottom of the seventh. And it's now 3-2. Still, bases loaded. Nobody out. Bottom of seven here. Base hit. Good ended here in the first game of a doubleheader at Southwest Park. Pearson back in. Has an 0-1 count. Holzhauer with the pitch. Pearson grounds it up the middle. Second baseman handles it. They'll come home. No, it's too late. And we're tied. On the fielder's choice. And top of the order, Maddie Henry coming up.
Number four, right fielder Maddie Henry.
All right, Henry, a chance to end this one with a base hit. Still, nobody out here. Bottom of the seventh. Things have really unraveled quickly for Kaskaskia College here in the bottom of the seventh. Holds that one with the pitch. Henry swinging it will foul it off down the left field line. Runner at third is Anna Wheeler. She is the winning run. All right, 0-1 delivery from Holzhauer. Henry. Oh! Again, Anna Wheeler at home. All right, so the fielder's choice. We'll send Maddie Henry to first. Base is still loaded. One out now for Maddie Scammahorn.
Number seven, Maddie Scammahorn.
Scammahorn, 1-for-3. She singled back in the sixth. Now Maddie Scammahorn looking to end this one. Tied 3-3. Bobcats have scored three here in the bottom of the seventh to tie it up. Scammahorn looks at strike one.
Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it?
0-1 delivery coming up. Scamahorn sends it out to short right field. It drops in. And that will do it. Christina Walker scores from third. And the Bobcats score 4 in the bottom of the seventh to take the first game of this one over Kaskaskia, 4-3. We'll wrap it up when we return on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
You know why they call it spring? Because any minute your lawn's going to spring forth and grow like crazy. Be ready with a new Toro mower built tough to last. See a Toro dealer today and get the Total Toro Treatment with prices starting at just $299. You get expert advice, great selection, financing options, excellent warranties, and professional service. Toro's a choice of professionals, and your dealer can help you get the professional look you're going for. Get the Total Toro Treatment at Tyron Automotive in Flora.
What a finish to this one. Bobcats enter the bottom of the seventh, trailing 3-0 and score 4 against Deidre Holzhauer, who had allowed 2 hits up to that point. And they come away with a 4-3 victory over Kaskaskia College in the first game of 2 here at Southwest Park this afternoon. Bobcat softball brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, ACT Tire and Auto, The Attic, and Wabash River Fest. Bobcats score 4, bottom of the 7th for the 4-3 victory, 4-3 walk-off victory over Kaskaskia College in the first game of this Friday afternoon Twinville here at Southwest Park. That is going to wrap it for this afternoon. For Derek Dunn back at the studio, again, the final score, Kaskaskia loses to Frontier 4-3. Bobcats score 4 in the bottom of the 7th to get the 4-3 win over Kaskaskia. Again, for Derek Dunn, I'm Mark Turner. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at FNB Field as the Bobcat baseball team takes on Kaskaskia at 12 noon.
Thanks for listening. Bobcat softball has been brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, ACT Tire and Auto, The Addict, and Wabash River Fest. Bobcat softball has been a production of WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM Sports.